Yevam with Yerushalmi, correspond to Yevam with Pavli, Daf Lamed Beis. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph Lamed Beis at the Mishnah. That's Halacha Yud. Shloisha Achim, Nesuim, Shalosh Noshim, Nochuyos, Umeis Echad Mehem, Va'aspam Sheni, Mama, Umeis, Hare Elu Cholses, Ulemis Yabmes. Mishnah says Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were brothers, were married to unrelated women. Reuven died, Shimon gave a Mama to the Yevamah, and then he died. Both Yevamos do Chalitza, but not Yevam. Shneema Yevamah Yevalea, Shalea Zikas Yevam, Echad, Vole Shalea Zikas Shnei Yevamim. And we quote from the Pasuk, and Umeis Echad Mehem, one of them will die, Yevamah Yevalea, Yevam will come and do Yevam with her. And this is when she has Zika from one brother, but not from two. Shimon Oime, Miyabim Leiza, Sheyurtse Vachaylet Slashnia. If Shimon says Levi may do Yibam with whichever he wants, and Chalitza to the other. The Gemara says, Ilu Shemeres Yavam, Shenafel Lefnei Kama Yavamim, Shema Eina Misyavamis. The Gemara asks, well, if a Shemeres Yavam fell in front of several Yavamim, does she not do Yibam because she has a Zika from multiple brothers? Tani, Rechia, Eshes Echad Misyavamis, Lai Eshes Shnei Mesim. Rechia answered from a Braitha that the wife of one man does Yibam, but not the wife of two men that died. Nicha choyles lebalas mama al shem eshes meisechad misyabemes loy eshes shnei meisim. Shnei lama ena misyabemes. The Gemara says granted he has to do chalitza to balas ma hamama because the wife of one meis does Yibam, but not the wife of two meisim. Why can the second Yibama do Yibam? Blaza answers that our Mishnah is Rimeya. Rimeya says that any woman that you may not do Yibam with, you may not do Yibam with her Tzara. Amr Yochanan, Im Amma, Blaza, Meni, Shama, Amma. Yochanan said if Blaza, my Talmud said this, he heard it from me and said it. Amr Yosi Masnisa Amakain, Ben Tesha Shonim Vim Echo, Jabal Yvim Toy, Mesh Higdil, Venasa Isha Acheris, Im Loy Yoda, Isa Rishoina, Mesh Higdil, Ashnia, Oy Choletzes Loy Mithyabemes, Arishoina Choletzes Loy Mithyabemes. The Gemara asks what Rabbi Yosi says, we have a Mishnah that teaches this. If a boy of 9 years old and a day had relations with his Yevama, we'll call her Sora, and married another woman, we'll call her Leah, after he became an adult and then he died, if he did not have relations with Sora in adulthood, Leah may do Chalitza or Yibam. Sora does Chalitza, but not Yibam. Hachat Aime Chalitza says, Hachat Aime Mithyabemes. Here you say that both women do Chalitza, and there you say that one may do Yibam. Relations of a child above 9 is like mama of an adult. Also there, Rabbi Shimon permits Yibam with either. If Chacham or Rabbi Shimon hold like Rabbi Meir, also there they should forbid Yibam with the Tzara. Hadat Amma Choyletzes of Meir Rabbi Shimon, Behein Dat Amma Mithyabemes Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon. The answer is here, the first Tana says that both do Chalitza, but Meir argues Rabbi Shimon. There, the first Tana says that the Tzara may do Yibam. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbanon, who argue with Meir. They don't say that any woman that you may not do Yibam with, you may not do Yibam with her Tzara. Rabbi Avin quoting Rabbi Acha said that we shouldn't hold that Mama acquires totally or not at all. He permits Yibam with either, but he has to do Yibam first and then Chalitza. If he did Chalitza first, perhaps Mama acquired and the others exempted through Chalitza of Hatzara.